Federal dollars from the bipartisan infrastructure law and the Inflation Reduction Act are also helping to advance clean hydrogen as a climate solution for heavy industry. The Biden administration funded the creation of several hydrogen hubs, including two in Pennsylvania. But what happens to these plans if Donald Trump regains the White House? The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier looked for the answers.
Hydrogen is being promoted as a way to build American industry while lowering carbon emissions. Here's President Biden a year ago announcing the $7 billion in federal money to create seven hydrogen hubs around the country, which he said would spur billions more in private investment.
It's a $50 billion investment in our economic competitiveness, a stronger, energy-secure economy, and combating the existing threat of climate change.
When it's burned or used to make electricity, hydrogen produces no carbon dioxide, the main cause of the Earth's warming. But it's very hard to produce without creating CO2. Biden made his announcement in Philadelphia, site of one of the hydrogen hubs. Another would be built in West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. But those hydrogen hubs, funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law, were only the start of the administration's investment. In Biden's landmark climate law, the Inflation Reduction Act, Congress created tax incentives for companies to create clean hydrogen, either with renewables or nuclear energy, or by using natural gas with carbon capture. Donald Trump has said he would rescind unspent money from the IRA, which he's called the Green New Deal or the Green New Scam.
And all of the trillions of dollars that are sitting there not yet spent, we will redirect that money for important projects like roads, bridges, dams, and we will not allow it to be spent on meaningless green new scam ideas.
Republicans have said they want to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act, but even if Trump wins and Republicans win both the House and Senate, repealing it won't be easy, says Ann Carlson, environmental law professor at UCLA and a former transportation official in the Biden-Harris administration.
I don't think Congress will roll back. I think there are too many interest groups that care. There's too much money that's pouring into, you know, tech and all the rest of it.
That's because Republican districts around the country have benefited from IRA-related clean energy projects. But that doesn't mean the law and all those subsidies are safe. Next year, Congress will probably try to extend the Trump tax cuts of 2017. Right now, extending those cuts would add over $4 trillion to the deficit, according to one analysis. That means Congress will be looking at ways to save money, says Hannah Hawkins, a partner at the accounting firm KPMG.
Whatever the Congress makeup is and whatever the administration is going to be, there's still going to be these tax cuts that need to be paid for, the extension of the tax cuts that need to be paid for.
Clean energy and electric vehicle subsidies could be on the chopping block, Hawkins says, because, well, Republicans say they don't like subsidizing renewables or EVs. But there's one industry set to receive subsidies under the IRA's hydrogen tax credits that they do tend to like.
Big oil-type companies have interest in it, and a lot of them have backed Republican candidates.
David Burton is with the law firm Norton Rose Fulbright. Some of his clients are interested in IRA tax incentives, including those for hydrogen. He says many hydrogen projects are waiting for the IRS to finalize regulations on how carbon-free these projects need to be to earn the credits. Oil and gas companies and some renewables developers want more leeway in accessing the tax credits. Otherwise, they say hydrogen projects won't be built at all. But making the regulations too lax would mean some carbon-polluting projects would actually get the clean hydrogen tax credits, says Matt Lifson, an attorney at the Institute for Policy Integrity at NYU School of Law.
From an emissions climate change perspective, it would not be a good thing.
Lifson says Trump could make these companies happy by awarding hydrogen tax credits to projects that use more fossil fuel power. Lifson says that would erode any climate benefits from the tax credits. He says at that point, you'd be better off skipping the hydrogen step and just burning fossil fuels. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.